three results is going to be a big achievement if we were to get it. There's no guaranteed three results. If you got three draws, I don't think that's going to keep you up. You know, if you got a win and two draws itself would be a brilliant, you know, return in the teams who are playing. I'm not quite sure that'd be good enough either. But I still think we need to get something out of three games to have a chance of staying up, to put it that way to you.
Yeah, well, not many people would be expecting to get anything out of Saturday night's visit of Dundalk, so anything would be a major bonus, Ollie.
Yeah, you know, look, realistically, a performance would be nearly a bonus there, and carry that into the following week against Kerry. You know, there's no point in us saying if Dundalk show up and play at their level, we're not at that level. Probably no one in the country, including Cork at the moment, might be at that level if they show up with the quality that they have. It would take a huge turn of events for us to get anything out of Saturday, and I think anybody with any realism will understand that. But we'll prepare for it and see what happens. We're not writing this down as, well, look, we'll chalk this down, we're definitely not getting anything out of that. We're not saying that. But it would take a lot of things to go our way. And certainly Dundalk not firing on all cylinders to start with.
Yeah, and Harps would need to score because that's something that we haven't managed against Dundalk.
No, we haven't, and we've got very few chances. In I think we've played them out 5 times since we got back to the Premier Division. I'm trying to think back, would we have had 5 chances in those 5 games? Possibly, that's about the height of it. But they don't concede too many. They score plenty. And it's one that certainly, you know, we would look at and say, well, look, it's a bonus if you get something out of it. If you don't, you know, we need to get something out of the remaining 3 games, which would be a massive task.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a game plan in the back of your mind, Ollie, because you've tried different systems this year, you know, going with maybe one up front and maybe going at teams. Dundalk, I don't know how you're going to approach that one.
Well, we went at different systems with Dundalk over the years. We went with... We've gone with, I'd say, 4 different systems in the last 5 games, and none of them really reaped reward. You know, I remember them beating us last year 7-0 in Ballybuffet with an outstanding display of the Destroyers, and but on the sideline roaring and shouting there was no point. You know, they were just a class apart, and if that side shows up on Saturday night, we won't be able to bridge that gap. No one in the country. Maybe Bear Cork or Shamrock Rovers can bridge that gap. But we're hoping maybe that they don't get to that level and we can get to the highest level that we can.
I mean, Harps supporters will be hoping that in those 3 remaining games, I mean, Harps have already beaten Derry City away from home. You're going to be facing an already relegated Drogheda United the following weekend. So listen, there's still light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think anyone that was in Buncrana last Friday in the second half, first half Derry were excellent, second half Drogheda were excellent. And parts of the second half, you're wondering which team is in Europe. And that's not a compliment or a criticism to anyone. But Drogheda are a serious and proper side. And the fact that we are whatever points ahead of them itself is probably an achievement. Because they have a mixture. You know, I think, you know, that's a game that people are expecting us to win. And that could be the very one that you're caught at. Because, you know, they've beaten us before in Ballybuthea comfortably. Pete and John Gill have put together a serious collection of players, and you know, I'd say we're very, very disappointed to get relegated last fight.
Can Harps stay up? Because it's not that long ago it was looking a lot prettier.
It's exactly as I said from the start of the season, what Paul Hegarty has said. We're hoping it'll go to the wire. We're hoping it'll go to the Dalymount game against Bowes. We said that itself, if there's a target, that was our target. You know, obviously, yeah, everybody wants us to stay up. We want to stay up. But, you know, people, when we met Bray away from home, felt we were safe. We're never safe. People, when we lost to Sligo and Shamrock Rovers, felt we're relegated. We're not relegated. You know, neither have happened as of yet. But it probably has panned out exactly the way we thought it would, albeit with a very difficult run in with 4 games left.